Welcome to Conversations on Compliance. The Foreign Accounts Compliance Tax Act is designed to ensure that US citizens who hold assets abroad pay relevant taxes. FATCA, as it's more popularly known, targets foreign financial institutions, and penalties for non-compliance with the Act will be punitive. It takes effect from January 1, 2013, and institutions have between now and then to comply with its provisions. This is Helen O'Gorman talking to Bashir Al-Nakib, the Head of Compliance Oversight and MLRO at Industrial and Commercial Bank of China in Qatar. Today we're talking about FATCA and its impact on non-US financial institutions. We're discussing about, you know, we're trying to find out whether banks are prepared and what they need to do to get prepared for the introduction of FATCA. So I suppose, Bashir, what I'd first like to know is, can you describe this act in a nutshell?
Initially, it was introduced on March 18, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Higher Incentive to Restore Employment Act of 2010.
Okay.
And it was enacted into a law as subtitle A to Title 5 of the Act contains the provision dealing with foreign act account tax compliance, which is called FATCA.
Right.
Now, later on, the name has been adjusted to be Foreign Accountability Tax Compliance Act, which is the proper name. But FATCA expands the information reporting requirement imposed on foreign financial institutions with respect to a certain United States account and imposes withholding documentation and reporting requirement with respect to certain payment made to certain foreign entities. The scope of FATCA is a very broad scope. Almost every foreign financial institution is within the reach of this new regime. In addition, foreign non-financial institutions with U.S. investment or with U.S. owners are also affected by this regime. Therefore, it's important to become familiar with these new rules and act in anticipation in order to prepare the foreign financial institution prior to the effective date of the FATCA rules. So, we witnessed in the past few years couple of penalties imposed on U.S. citizens and foreign financial institutions, mainly like Union des Banques Suisses or UBS and Credit Suisse, in relation to tax evasion. To stash the bleeding of U.S. capital into a secret bank jurisdiction, like the Cayman Islands and Switzerland, the Congress introduced FATCA into law as part of the Higher Act I spoke about. So FATCA requires that foreign financial institutions, or FFI, reveal the account of U.S. persons to the IRS.
Okay, so the aim of the act is to bring any U.S. account, well, any accounts held by U.S. citizens
any
abroad.
Person who maintain an account in foreign jurisdiction.
Uh-huh.
To be revealed to the IRS in USA.
Okay, so there will be no more opportunity for secret accounts or hidden accounts.
There will be, yeah, correct. No mere opportunity for secret account or any account outside USA or any investment or participation in foreign funds, securities, whatever, by US citizens outside USA or by American entities holding participation or shares in foreign companies outside the USA.
Okay, so there's a chance of like double taxation if someone is paying tax on their account or their business in France. If they're a U.S. citizen, they could also have to pay tax on that in the U.S.
Yes, but this subject, if you have happen to have a country who signed an agreement or a treaty with USA about double taxation, then there would be an area here or a window for exemption from applying FATCA.
Why did President Barack Obama sign this into law now?
Indeed, FATCA, I have to mention, it's about the implication of taxes or American citizens outside USA doing business or opening secret account is related to the tax evasion. And it's targeting this kind of crime and this legal loophole. Now, the action needed from foreign financial institutions, Helen, have any foreign financial to examine means of identifying U.S. accounts. Example, giving example, dual citizenship, complex corporate structure, pre- and post-account opening, to introduce necessary system changes, anticipate associated compliance costs, and assess impact as it relates to privacy issues, taking into consideration bank secrecy and local privacy and data protection laws and regulation in every single foreign country.
Okay, so it's enormous.
No. And they have to comply with the verification and due diligence requirement, report annually to IRS information for U.S. accounts, and provide additional information as required. Also, foreign financial institutions are required to impose 30% withholding tax requirement on account holders that do not provide documentation as to their status. And also, they are required to obtain waivers for U.S. accounts if foreign law would prevent reporting or close the account if waiver not obtained. What we have heard from the reaction outside USA so far, like in Europe, in France and Luxembourg and certain European countries, they started closing U.S. accounts for U.S. persons and U.S. entities holding account in their banks. The decision was taken about 6 months ago to close any account pertaining to any American citizen because they don't want to have the burden on their shoulders in, complying with FATCA.
So rather than deal with the IRS, banks are just cutting the losses and closing those accounts.
So why a bank here in Qatar should comply with U.S. rules and regulations? Do I have to comply? I have my own jurisdiction here, my own laws and regulations in Qatar, or in Singapore, or in India, or in China, or else. Now, this American law or act is the long arm of U.S. authorities touching every single foreign financial institution worldwide. Every single foreign financial institution dealing through the American system maintain correspondent banking account with American banks. So not complying with this new act will impose 30% on their account with correspondent bank, and it may at a later stage freeze the accounts and prohibit any foreign financial institution to use their correspondent banking account till they sign the agreement with the IRS.
Okay.
And this will touch people like you and me who may have other nationality. Well, now, on a daily basis, I'm contacted by colleagues of mine here in Qatar, in Doha, whether a customer is opening an account at this foreign financial institution under his local or national ID and not divulging to the bank that he holds also an American passport.
Okay.
What would be the response of the or reaction of U.S. correspondent bank or the IRS? So there's a gray area here.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the second part of this conversation on Compliance Knowledge Platform.